Well, we need it Sunday so we can handle the success of Sunday, especially after the run we've been on. It's a great victory. Just to go out and take that victory to earn it in the second half, one play at a time mentality. There's so many big plays throughout that game to come over the adversity that just seemed like it would not end. Had some calls that didn't go our way that frankly probably should have, and just to keep balance. So it's something that we can draw from. It's something that we'll build on. But we're about getting ready for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But it's an excellent team victory. Can't say enough about our football team. Can't say how proud I am of each and every player, just to stay the course, and that's exactly what they did. Just to have that huge play by Tremont Williams, then that's taken away from you, and then to go down and had some penalty-aided drive, then they score and still to be able to bounce back and get two more turnovers. So a lot of great football played in the second half. Great environment. I forgot to thank the fans yesterday. If anybody was there at the game yesterday, the fourth quarter, just to hear the Packer fans going crazy in Dallas was something special. It'll definitely be a game I'll never forget.
Mike, what is the plan for Aaron this week?
Aaron Rodgers just had a brief medical meeting. We didn't even discuss Aaron. Aaron's situation will be evaluated Wednesday morning, and then we'll have a plan for him come Wednesday.
Mike, why is it drastic different halves over the past couple of games, first half versus second half?
It's a game of football. I'll tell you what, anybody could ever figure that out would be a very, very wealthy man. But that's the way it goes. Offensively, I spoke on it yesterday. We had two plans going into the game, and the no huddle just really wasn't clicking for us. We got back to some basic things, and our guys played extremely well. Defense, we gave up a ton of production, particularly our run defense, but we did a good job keeping them out of the end zone in the first half. So, we got some momentum. Started on the first play of the second half, got the first drive down there for a touchdown, and we just kept building from there.
The guys always talk about there's nothing quite like a play home after a road game. What was the play run?
The play run, I don't think it's like the old days. I don't think some of the behavior that you're able to dip into or jump into in the past is part of, our operation anymore. So the coaches watch the tape like they always do, but it was actually a pretty quiet plane. I think everybody was spent. Just the sideline throughout the second half. The energy in the locker room. I think a lot of guys were just gassed.
Do you think that Tremont's second interception is overturned if you don't call that timeout?
Well, I think the timing of it worked out. So they were buzzed about the same time. So the process, it worked out for us.
Did you sense Dallas was trying to hurry up, though, and run a play, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. I was in communication with the official on the boundary and also the gentleman that gets the information, that gets the buzz, the confirmation from above.
So that's the guy in the turquoise shirt?
Correct, yes.
So what's your thought process?
I'm calling a timeout. I'm not going to get beat by a technicality. That was my thought process as soon as we saw it, especially at that point in the game. We were down to that was it. And it looked pretty clean from, I know it was on the other side of the field, but it looked clean from our perspective. Communication in the box was, it was clean. So good game management.
Mike, why do you think your team handles adversity as well as it does just over the years? Is there anything you can put your finger on?
I think when you have games like that, it's really a reflection of the people and the program. There's one thing to talk about it and train towards it, but when opportunities come for you to handle those situations, you have to deliver. So, and that's what our football team's all about. You don't want to be in those positions. We've been in two tough ones the last 2 weeks, but I just think the individuals just really, you have to be patient, and you got to be disciplined, because it's very easy to overreact. It's very easy to waste energy to try to overcome those types of situations. And the players just did an incredible job of just literally just taking it one play at a time. Not to be cliche, but we didn't do anything exotic schematically. We just lined up and played Green Bay Packer football and earned that victory.
Like, a lot of times teams will just lean on a couple of guys to make those plays, but I mean, Boykin, Corliss, Hyde, I mean, so many different guys were able to deliver plays.
Well, hopefully I'm talking about this a month from now, but or so. I think these type of games and these types of experiences that we've been through the last, you know, 5 or 6 weeks are something that you can definitely benefit from as a football team. I mean, let's be honest. We've had a number of players perform, play for us this year that probably I didn't think were going to play this year. And that's just the way our season went. So, you know, they're getting experience. They're getting better. And, you know, they're taking advantage of their opportunities. You've seen Andrew Corliss. You know, he's stepped up his game the last 2 weeks. You know, Jared Boykin's really – he's been playing solid for us for 2 months, so it's good to see these young guys, you know, step up and grow and take advantage of the opportunities that are present because of just the way we're playing now.
Can we just talk about lining up and playing football in the second half? And what was the message before that run to Eddie Lacy on that first play?
Well, the first play was the second half was really, I think, play number five in our first 10 calls. So it was really going back to the basics of how we wanted to run the ball against them. And we actually had to play early in the game where we had a cleaner look defensively that they really should have came out similar to the one Eddie came out in the second half. But just our guys, they, you know, they overplayed some of our runs, and our guys just kept battling. Eddie ran outstanding. I mean, he was outstanding, just the way he ran the football. James gave us a spark when he was in there, ran hard. So Matt managed it, and guys made plays on the perimeter. I thought the protection, for the most part, was good throughout the game. So we had some negative plays there in the first half. We didn't overcome. We weren't very sharp in the passing game. But it's, you know, we just played clean football the second half. Like I said, I didn't run any trick plays. I didn't run any deceptives. We didn't do anything exotic. We just wanted to get after them fundamentally, and that's what we did.
What have you seen a rookie like Eddie make such an impact so early in his career? And has he taken more of a leadership role since Aaron's been out?
Well, I mean, you know, we like to talk about leadership, and everybody wants to hear about a speech and things like that. But, you know, the most important aspect of leadership is having credibility. And when you play, when you perform, that's the first step of having credibility in the locker room. And definitely Eddie has earned that in his time, his short time here. So he's a great fit for our football team. You know, a very likable personality. But he's still a rookie. But he's a rookie that's a hell of a football player, having a great year. And I can't say enough about the way he's performed, and he keeps getting better.
Michael, what came out of your medical meeting regarding Randall Cobb to give him a chance?
Randall Cobb's worked out today. I was told it was very good. He's moving. You know, everything looks good. We'll see how he is tomorrow. And then, you know, Wednesday is really kind of the day we set the plan for all the players.
Like, if you don't know anything about Aaron until Wednesday, will you then game plan these next 2 days with Matt in mind?
We're game planning right now for Matt Flynn, and that's why we started the conversation Saturday. We do some preliminary game planning each week for the next opponent. So that's the way we're going about it as an offensive staff.
Two more.
Mike, as you watch, you know, tonight's Lions-Ravens game, knowing that Detroit loses, you can regain control of your postseason. How do you watch it? Can you watch it rooting interest because it helped your own cause, or how do you kind of watch that game like that?
Yeah, personally, I won't watch the game. I really have no interest in watching the game. I got to pay attention to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, and Jack and George have a basketball game tonight, so I'm going to try to catch that.
A couple of weeks ago, Jerry Finan mentioned that he needed more from the tight end group. He was pretty specific. So they weren't playing well enough. I guess, have you seen anything from Andrew, anything like a couple of weeks to see why he's went from here to?
Yeah, I mean, the last 2 weeks, he's starting to look like that guy we all felt was going to be a dynamite player. And, you know, he's getting back. He's, you know, I, say it all the time. You overcome a major injury, it's some guys don't ever get back to the way they were moving or feeling prior to that injury. So and a lot of it's confidence, a lot of it's opportunities. I mean, he was given some opportunities based the way they were playing us. Matt did a great job attacking the middle of the field with Andrew, and those were big plays. I think he had three catches, three third down conversions. Those were huge plays for us in the second half.
Mike, there was a report yesterday on ESPN that the University of Texas might be interested in you for their coaching job. What was your reaction in response to that?
Well, I mean, I don't have a reaction. You know, number one, University of Texas. You know, Austin's a great city. My daughter obviously grew up there, but I am proud to be a Green Bay Packer. I mean, it's an honor to hold this position. This is home for me. This is home for my family.
Mike, on Tremont's first interception that was overturned, how did you see that? Was there indisputable evidence that it wasn't an interception in your mind?
Would that be a bait question, Mike? No, I thought it clearly was an interception, and I thought the replay showed it. He had total control of the football. You know, I understand it. There's a lot of conversation that goes into these catch-no-catch situations, and, you know, I think some people have an opinion when the ball moves that it's not a catch, it's not the case. In my humble opinion, I felt it should not have been overturned.
Have you given any thought or have any opinion on this idea of the centralized replay system?
Yeah, I was part of a conversation about that, and I should probably just keep my comments private. You know, I just think that. Well, I'll just say this: I think when you start taking the game decisions in the game away from the playing field, you know, I think that's a dangerous area to get into.